G'day everyone, Ian here. I'm getting on the years a bit, and in recent years I've needed to start using some reading glasses. And I've messed about with the cheap pharmacy magnifiers, and some of them were okay and some of them were far less than okay. And recently I discovered a way of buying some readers, as we might call them, that are reasonably priced, $50, and they're very good glasses. For my needs, they're very good glasses. And my needs are such that I like to have them at work and at home, and they're good enough for me to be able to get by with what I need to be able to see. So once I discovered them, like I said, it's taken a couple of years to actually discover them, I have become quite enamoured by them. And the other day I was out there at Carindale Shopping Centre with Caroline, and I bought, I think, three pairs of glasses I bought because I like to have multiples. And I was explaining to Caroline, she asked me why I have got so many of them. And I said, I just like to scatter them around my world, because I discovered years ago that there are basic tools that I have in my life, and I'm referring specifically here to my workshop, that I'm always using. And my basic tools are things like my pencils, my steel tapes, my steel rules, my chisels and my dividers and calipers, the things that I use all the time. I like to have multiples of my squares, and I don't like to end up in a situation. I learnt this many years ago, that it's always nice to have multiples of them, because if you lose something, you don't have to spend the next hour looking for it. It's going to turn up eventually. Yeah, maybe an hour later, maybe a week or a month later. But it will always turn up. So instead of looking and spending and wasting all this time looking for that item, just have multiples of them. So when you misplace one and it ends up underneath a pile of sawdust or something, you just go over to the toolbox and grab another steel rule out. Saves so much heartache, and eventually the other steel rule turns up. So I learned that lesson many years ago. So I have these reading glasses now, because I'm an old bastard, and that's what I need to do. I need to have multiples of them. So I've got, I think, about five pairs of reading glasses. I actually have a couple of other magnifying ranges, because if I'm working at full arm's length, it's just having plus ones. But if I'm working really close, really fine detail work, I'll have plus two or 2.5. But generally speaking, I use 1.5s. They seem to work well for general reading. So, yeah, I was explaining this to her the other day. And I do this in multiple parts of my life. Well, today I was cleaning the car. Decided to get in there. It's, you know, what cars are like. They tend to get a little bit scungy after a while. I don't use my car much because I ride the bicycle most of the time and I walk around West End here. So I don't need a car much. And I was ferreting around, yeah, cleaning it, vacuuming it, wiping it down, armor-alling all the plastic. And, oh goodness, there it is. That fluffy little redhead. My Merkin. My Spoffle that I lost 6 months ago. There it is. Oh, whack-a-doo, I found it. Where have you been? I've been missing you. I so miss that redhead. I found it, and I'm speaking to you right now. Maybe you can hear the wind in the trees. It's actually quite windy here in my backyard. But because I've got this redhead on, yeah, it works brilliantly. Now, for the last few months, I've been using other Merkins, but they're ones that I got made up by a friend. An old girlfriend of mine, I asked her to make up some spoffles for me out of some furry fabric that I managed to scrounge out of the rubbish bin when I was working at the Queensland Theatre Company some years ago. And yeah, she made me multiples of them, like about six of them. Because you misplace these sort of things. You have them in your pocket, you know, go through the wash. I have them in my general little bag that I carry my kit around when I'm walking around the streets. So I like to have multiples of them. But I found my redhead, and frankly, the redhead's really good. But the good story, the redhead has a story behind it, because it was the first spoffle I ever got. And it was, I've got no idea when. It must be 2009, I would hazard a guess. And one person who some of you may know, documentally, mentioned that he had a redhead to give away to the most inspiring comment on his blog. So I threw my two bobs worth in and connected with him, and he liked what I happened to say, and he shipped that redhead all the way to good old Oz for me. And that's the redhead I'm speaking into as I speak to you right now. And it's much better. It really is. The redhead spoffle is much better than the ones I made up. But I have multiples. I have many of them. I've got some foam ones. I've got some handmade ones because of the lovely Jane. I've got this one that I'm using right now, speaking to you. It takes me back to some, I guess, 6 years ago when I first met Christian. Ever so, etherically, because of the internet connections that we now have. Yeah, it's good to have multiples. It's good to have things. I've been able to make do with all the other merkins that I've had, but it's so nice to have my redhead back. Wackadoo. Yay.